If you've spent time around Old City this month, you may have come across Pastor Michael Kane walking his donkey.
The farm folks told us that if we got the donkey walking every day, then the donkey would be accustomed and would walk with us on Christmas Eve.
On Christmas Eve, the church holds an outdoor service that's a variation on a Mexican tradition called Los Posadas, where people follow Mary and Joseph and a donkey knocking on doors and caroling. The Living Manger has been attracting passersby all month, office workers, neighbors.
It's so cute.
Aurélie Goudon, a tourist from France, was wandering through the neighborhood.
I love the farm animals. And with the creche, la creche, it's very beautiful and cute. In the street, in the city, it's very cute.
A neighbor, Bobby Turner, has expressly brought a friend who's in town on a business trip.
I've lived here for almost 20 years, and I know that they've been doing this for probably even more than that. And I always stop on this corner as much as I can because I think it is unique and I love seeing the animals.
Pastor Michael says the congregation bought the property first in 1747, then returned in 1967. As a car alarm goes off, he says the Progressive Church is lots of things, but the animals have become its best-known feature.
It's kind of an odd experience to be kind of a quintessential urban pastor and, you know, mucking the stalls and throwing bales of hay out all of Advent. But it is very delightful.
And a way to remind people of the story behind Christmas, which is what John Vanafro sees. He takes his dogs, Minnie and Cooper, to see the animals on their walks through the month of December.
I've been living in this city all my life, so I'm familiar with it. And I think it just is a nice, pleasant opportunity for people to come and appreciate what the season is really about, what Christmas is really about.
The creche will be up just a few more days until it's put away to return next year. Emma Jacobs, WHYY News.